Last Monday, Wexford GA announced new main headline sponsors for their jersey to replace Gain Foods, and it's a locally based company, Zurich Insurance, who has their Southeast headquarters in Wexford. They employ 230 people. They have the European headquarters in Dublin and employ over 1,000 people in Ireland. It's a break for the Swiss company, who are normally associated with sponsoring rugby teams, but they've come on board with the Wexford team. Michael Doyle, who has a lot to do with the Wexford office, he fluctuates between Wexford and Dublin. He's still playing a bit of football himself in Wicklow, would you believe it? And Colin Blake, Duffy Rovers man. Colin is the marketing manager of Zurich, and they were the driving force. And at the launch on Monday in their offices in Drina, I spoke to the CEO in Ireland of Zurich Insurance, Anthony Brennan.
Well, Anthony, I'm not sure how often you are in Wexford, but you're the CEO of Zurich Ireland.
Yeah.
Big operation now, isn't it?
Yes, there's over 1,000 people here in Ireland. We've really grown here in Wexford over the last few years. Really, we celebrated our 10th anniversary last year. We've grown from zero to 230 people here in Wexford. Great success. Wexford's been great for Zurich, and hopefully Zurich's been good for Wexford.
Yeah. Dare I ask how you picked Wexford? I suppose there's an inclination now to get out of Dublin with traffic and all that congestion.
Absolutely.
And Dublin's so near to Wexford now.
I do need to give the credit to some of my predecessors, but they looked around and said, they realised exactly as you said, the challenges you see in Dublin, but also get talent. We recognised here in Wexford that there was an untapped source of great talent. You've got universities in Waterford and Carlow, but also just there was a fairly high unemployment rate among young people here in Wexford. Ideal people for us to kind of bring into the insurance business. Sometimes one of the challenges, insurance from the outside in can look a bit boring. It's actually a fabulous, there's so many different disciplines being used across here in Wexford. Accounting, legal, all those different skills that we can use to great advantage. And Wexford, we found we could actually recruit some really great people in. I think we're probably most proud of is that here in Wexford, we launched our apprenticeship scheme. So there was the first apprenticeship scheme launched in Ireland in over 50 years. It's been award-winning, and we've actually seen our first graduates leave the insurance apprenticeship scheme and join us here in Zurich this year. So we've had, on average, 5 or 6 people every year joining the apprenticeship scheme. It's a way that they can learn and earn at the same time. We know it can be challenging. And what we're hoping to do is build a great, an even better team here in Wexford to support Zurich across the country. And the one thing I would say as well is that what we started off in Wexford, started off small beginnings, small team of people initially being a call centre. We've now moved on to the situation where really the vast majority of all the home and motor insurance we do all across Ireland, well, the 26 counties anyway, is all done from here in Wexford.
Now, you know, I suppose the quality of life means happy employees.
Absolutely.
But you're, I suppose, heretofore, you've been known as rugby sponsorship, really,
yes.
More than GAA, I suppose.
Yeah, we've always sort of trying to get connected into the grassroots. We've been involved in rugby sponsorship for quite some time, but particularly also involved in sponsoring a small number of local clubs on the ground, rugby and GAA. And the opportunity came here and said, we're here 10 years, we celebrate our 10th anniversary in 2018. And we said, this is the right time to think about making a longer term commitment to Wexford. And really, with the employees here being so enthusiastic and so positive, and all we saw happening again, so positive around Wexford GAA, it seemed a natural marriage almost.
Yeah.
But I want to give some credit to Colin Blake. You've met Colin along the way.
Yeah, Colin,
he brought the idea to us
and
said to us, well, you know, would you consider it? And we said, well, we'd consider it. And then he brought us on the journey, and he brought us so far along that we said, you know what, this is a great thing. This is a great way to reinforce our position here in Wexford and to support our local community.
And I know we're talking about generally Wexford GA, hurling and football, but
yes.
There's two high-profile managers, which
yeah.
is a big bonus as well, David Fitzgerald and Paul Galvin.
And that's a great bonus, but also we were sponsoring now the ladies' Camogie senior intermediate teams as well. That's very important to us. But we were well aware, for example, when we were negotiating kind of for this deal, that it was quite possible David might step away, you know, because we understand, I'm talking to
it
the man here
it
today.
It wasn't your principal influence.
No, we always knew. And look, we're in here for the long term. We know that, you know, anything can happen. Either Davey or Paul could be gone 2-3 years' time. But we see ourselves, we see the overall investments we made in Wexford GAA to build the infrastructure and to bring in the quality of managers is going to make a real difference. We recognise the progress that's made. I actually knew Derek from a previous business engagement.
Yeah.
So I knew Derek was the sort of man that when he puts his mind behind something, he's going to commit to it. And he's made that happen here. So it's an absolute bonus to have Davey and Paul. But we're going to be here regardless of what happens. Obviously, absolutely delighted if Davey and Paul are still here in 2, 3, 5 years' time. But we know that's not, we know in business that's not always how things work. But delighted to make that commitment to Wexford GAA.
And, you know, it's a tough times we're living in, and though some people are doing well in the economy, and the economy is doing well generally, but there's a lot of people struggling, and sport is one way that they can forget their problems and you know, get on with life, I suppose, and not have to think about the everyday problems.
Absolutely. I was only just talking there to your vice chairman, Michael, and just the fact that, you know, through all the tough times we've had, sport has always lifted us. When you go back to, look, I'm old enough to remember when Ireland wasn't always necessarily the big, great success it is today. And, you know, we all remember Italian 90 and all those sort of things, the way it lifted the whole country at that time. It helped, it gave us all, I think, a sense of success. It put Ireland on the map. There's one great thing about sport here in Ireland, it really puts us on the map internationally. Like, I'm part of a very large international group, but the Irish reputation for enjoying our sport comes across really, really strongly wherever you go. And later on this year, we're hoping to bring the leadership team for Zurich to Ireland. You know, 130 CEOs from all around the world and various people will come here to Ireland, and we will certainly try to give them a sense of the passion and the way that Irish sport kind of fits throughout the whole country. You know, and GAA in particular.
Community-based.
Very much local club-based, as you know. And as we discussed earlier, you never change it. The county you're born into is the county you support for life. That's quite unique. You know, people can, you know, soccer teams, and people can change allegiances over time. You never change a GAA allegiance. And that comes across very strongly. And as you said, that's success. It gives people something to build around. And when things aren't going well, they can still go down to the local club, meet their own the neighbours, and enjoy themselves. And for those 80 minutes, wherever it might be, when that passion is flowing, nothing else matters.
There's two pluses for Zurich in this in this tie-up. The unique inkness of the colour of the jersey, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, the amount of supporters they get behind the team, the passionate supporters.
Yeah, when you see it, you see the Wexford jersey everywhere. When you're here down in Wexford, you see it constantly. So we're absolutely delighted. You said it's a great fit for us. Delighted to see it, actually, the jersey this year going back to that sort of retro look. Nice and simple colours. Makes the Zurich really stand out, front and back. That was important to us. But again, we trust the committee here. They know what they're doing. They know what appeals to Wexford supporters. But I'm always amazed as well. It's not just in Wexford to see the Wexford, you know, you see the Wexford shirt. It's all over the country, and it's outside the country as well. I was on holidays in the States earlier on this year, and I saw a Wexford jersey in Los Angeles Airport. So it gets absolutely everywhere, yeah. And it's great to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward now to seeing it with the Zurich on it. Yeah.
Could I ask you, is it a 3-year deal, is it?
I don't want to go into the exact... We'll say it's a long-term
deal,
one that we'd hope to renew.
Okay, yeah. Nice meeting you.
Brilliant.
The very best luck.
And thanks, Liam, thanks for everything. And enjoy your commentary, and I hope to hear you getting excited about Wexford GAA for the months to come.
Let's hope so.
Brilliant. Thanks, Liam.
Anthony Brennan, CEO of Zurich Insurances, the new headline sponsors of Wexford GAA. They'll have the retro jersey with gold on top and purple underneath. Halfway, it's going back to old style, really, with Zurich Insurances on the lower part, on the purple end of the jersey.